like, it was just like, then Malcolm got on the coach, right, and said, we're going straight to Donovan, right, and the keeper was at Norwich that night, right, yeah. Malcolm thought, hello, right, you know, like, and all over the papers that day was like,
conditioned to believe that you've got to have a job, right?
Yeah, right. But like they do their fucking best to degrade you though on the goal, you know, like you cut off 2 hours at one box and you're all fucking boxed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you go and cut another box.
When you're
a day
late, right?
Yeah, and they
and there's a whole queue of guys saying I was at the doctor's.
Yeah.
It's really funny, right? Like,
but I didn't know that you worked in there because I thought once before you told me that career opportunities was when Joe had been on it for about a year. And they wouldn't send him away to somewhere.
That's another one, a re-establishment centre, right? That was his one, right? And they were, my lines were the ones about the
left. Well, so it's just the two things brought together.
Yeah. The old stuff. So what did they do it for? They've done it purely for financial
it's
gain. Yeah.
It's business.
Right? They weren't doing it
like, and like, we had a real big problem, because like, when we walked in the cinema that day, we just looked around, right? And it's like, we built a stage, right? And the seats were up, and so we can't have seats here. It's like, you know, like Amos Podium. So we took the first 5 rows of seats out. Right, and as soon as these seats never been taken out since the Coliseum was built, like, as soon as they took them out, they felt bits, right? And it was like 5 rows of broken seats, right? Before we even started, right? Like, and we put more, push them all out the back, right? And the paint bow around it, like, kind of freaked out, you know, like, demanded like hundreds of quids or something, like, as a deposit, right?
This is long before the gig.
This is like Friday afternoon, like, we like taking the seats out because we want to kiss the stand. Like, better, I went, like, if I go to a gig, right? The best gigs are when there's either a stage at the front and a bar at the back, right? And nothing in between it, you know what I mean? Like, just like room for dancing or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, but it worked okay, there was loads of space, like, the people just like, the standing.
The was like, why worked out, was anybody that really wanted to see her, had her put themselves out a little bit, and not just like going down the roots, you know?
Right, well that's great, because it provided an alternative.
Yeah, I tell you.
We'll join it, and then
because there's guys down there, right, like, who were like, as infiltrators, right, who were going down there, and like, they really want to manipulate the movement.
No, they just want to use it for their own fucking ends, right? And like, unless the bullshit's stamped out, right, with these bands.
Nazi Let's party songs, right? What's this? Yeah. I want to form a Nazi party.
I've got a great idea what you can do, though. Start with big carry spray cans and make this, right? They're really slight, like red or blue or green, like all different colours.
But
one of those...
Spray it in your eyes or something. One of those little...
Two, what you want
to have is one of those little
lemon squeezes. I've got one of them.
One of those little lemon squeezes.
Right?
Yeah.
Get it in the eyes.
Mix it up with pepper as well.
Don't get it on them
drapes,
otherwise
they go
really bad.
Put it right there.
I got one of them, they're smart. What do you think of the rock media?
I think I read it every week.
Yes, what do you think? I like the majority of them. So I think they're a bunch of cunts in the whole
thing. I mean, I don't know. What's I'm interested to see... I'm really interested when a new writer writes about us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really glad to see there's like some of our contemporaries writing in papers such as yourself. Like, I think it's really
yeah, but he's good. About the only one.
No, he isn't.
Who else is there?
Right?
Else
there's Julie Birchall.
Oh yeah, but who else?
I mean, there's
what
more than
papers?
That. Well, hang on, let me think about it. No, there is, right? No, there's loads of them. Right, but they're mostly in the fanzines at the moment.
Yeah,
right?
In the fanzines, but not in the mainstream press. This geese is about the only one. I mean, I ain't met you really, right, but...
You met her that night when I was having a fight with the outsiders, you remember?
Oh,
loads,
yeah.
Cut loads of autographs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it comes down to a certain extent.
Should we get out and get on that train?
Actually,
we're gonna end up in...
I want to get off somewhere. I want to have a piss.
Yeah,
there.
No, let's go.
About a year ago, right? And I,
right.
When I saw the Pistols, right, I suddenly realised that I wasn't alone in the fact that I couldn't play too well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was in a group where all these people could play quite well, you know, and I felt inferior because of it, you know. And when I saw the Pistols, I thought it was great because it just suddenly struck me that it didn't have to matter that much, you know.
Yeah.
And then I said to the other guys in my group, "Wow, what a great group!" And they all went. Right, and then these guys, I met these guys, and I thought they looked great. Yeah, and they said, they got a group, so I said I was interested. So we went and had a go with it. I just doing it, and it was
cute. You had the name, didn't
you? No, he called the name.
Where's the name from?
He's a brains behind the group.
We say what we want, right, and people will either, like, catch on to it, and get hold of it, right, and grasp what we've got, right, or they won't, right, and it's up to them, right? I mean, we ain't gonna, like, fucking preach. Right, until it sounds like fucking nonsense. You know what I mean? Like you can sound like some kind of evangelist.
But talk about a single there, doesn't it?
No, well, it's. I think I like it like that because the first time we went to studio with a famous producer, he said to me, "Look, you come, you better pronounce the words right." So I made a big deal of it. I really tried to pronounce it, and I just took all the piss out of it. You know, it just sounded like Matt Monro was doing it right. So I said, "Oh, bollocks, I'm never doing that again." So. And like, to me, it's like Jamaican stuff, right? You know, you can't understand the Jamaican stuff until you listen to it about 100 times, right? And then you get it, right? But the same with this, right? If people can't understand it, then too bad. You know?
What are you working towards? Do you got any idea what you're working towards?
Well,
what
I've got my idea, right?
Yeah.
But I only tell the other two about it when I feel like it, right? He's got his idea, right? And mostly I think it's rubbish, right? And he doesn't have any ideas at all. See? That's how it is.
But I've got plenty of ideas.
Me and Jai have a great partnership, right? He won't let me live with him. Right? Because he was spoiling me.
He's queer.
Because he's...
And also, we don't agree on hardly anything. Right? Because, like...
But we are working on the same thing, aren't we?
Jai is more salt of the earth. Basically, we hate each other, right? Because we're jealous of each other most of the time.
Different
things, right? We're always in competition.
I don't hate you, I don't.
I don't
think enough of you to hate you.
I hate the fucking both of you,
okay? I know, I really hate you as well.
how do you write, when you write songs, you know, how do you want to get an idea or...
Yeah, like, we get ideas, right, and like, he does, at the moment, right, he's doing a lot of the words, right, and I'm doing a lot of the music, right,
but we go around his house and
right,
knock
and
it
we
up.
Just sit
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and they try and get
in
some
my room.
Dopey lines, like, pension.
He's our final filtering service.
When you
don't listen to this dream.
It's great. That's the end.